MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, December 23, 2024. In the headlines, Topsail home is destroyed by fire over the weekend. Tar's fishing gear bill is now law. Sunny today, upper 20s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:21 p.m. Salem News is reporting that a house fire Saturday morning in Topsfield claimed the lives of a family dog and two cats, according to fire officials. The Topsfield Fire Department said the family was home at the time and was able to get out safely, but the pets were lost in the blaze. A resident at 10 Canterbury Hill Road called 911 about 11:30 a.m. to initially report the fire. Topsfield police and firefighters arrived at the scene within 4 minutes of the call. The fire department said the home was already well involved in flames as they began an aggressive attack in the house. A GoFundMe page set up by family friends has already raised nearly $66,000 for the victims by early Sunday afternoon. The Gloucester Times is reporting a new bipartisan law authorizes the State Division of Marine Fisheries, with the approval of the Marine Fisheries Advisory Commission and the Department of Fish and Game, to set regulations allowing the removal of fishing gear from state waters to help protect critically endangered North Atlantic right whales. The legislation, written and long championed by State Senate Minority Bruce Tarr of Gloucester, was included in an act relative to strengthening Massachusetts economic leadership by the legislature and recently signed by Governor Maura Healey. Commercial fishing gear is considered private property, and previously, even when unclaimed and no owner could be identified, could not be removed when it dislodged and sank to the ocean floor or washed up on the shore. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Paul Layton reports in the Salem News, as it turns out, Beverly schools do not have to meet a 50% requirement for student attendance on their upcoming makeup days. Superintendent Suzanne Charachek said on Friday she was mistaken when she previously said makeup days will not count toward the 180-day requirement unless at least half of the students show up. She said she has confirmed with the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education officials that there is no minimum student attendance threshold. The day will count as long as school is open and staffed with teachers. And Jim Sullivan reports in the Newburyport Daily News, plans to build a roughly $7 million recreation center on Low Street in Newburyport are expected to cross another milestone this week once city officials send out requests for proposals to contractors to see how much it will really cost. The Recreation and Youth Services Department has been searching for a new base of operations ever since the heating system at the former Brown School was deemed unstable and unusable in the fall of 2021. In sports, the Marblehead boys hockey team improved to 3-0 with a 2-0 win this past weekend against Malden Catholic. St. John's Prep fell to 1-1, losing to Hingham 3-1. Beverly picked up its first win of the season, edging Rockport 5-4 in overtime. The winning goal was scored by Anthony Barrow. And Newburyport picked up its first win of the year with a 4-3 win over Triton. In girls' hockey, the long-standing rivalry between Peabody and St. Mary's resumed Saturday afternoon with a 3-3 tie. The Tanners are 2-0-1 on the season, and the Spartans are now 1-1-1. Tonight in boys' high school hockey, Marblehead plays at Danvers, and in boys' basketball, Haverhill is at Beverly. Bruins and Celtics both off yesterday. Tonight, the Bruins host the Caps at the Garden, while the Celtics play the Magic in Orlando. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.